So I don't think it's a bad thing that we have an investment in the wind energy that has occurred over the last few years. But what has happened is the investment that the state has put into that industry is not returning what it could. It is not supporting jobs. There are very few jobs that are going into that. It's not supporting people who actually live and work in this state, owners that actually live and work in this state. If Larry Nichols wanted to come to my house and talk to me about a bill, hopefully he would rather invite me to his house. He could drive there. If one of these companies for wind wanted to come talk to me, they'd have to get on their private jet, fly into the state, and then would probably get lost in Oklahoma City, even though we're on a grid system. And so the fact that we have done nothing to an industry which produces very little support for the state, it does not produce anything in the way of income tax because they get credits on that. It does not produce sales tax revenues because they get credits on that. Only last year they started playing ad valorem tax. These things aren't even created in the state. They're built in Texas and shipped into our state. They don't buy their trucks here. They don't buy their equipment here. They do very little to actually help our state. And then on top of that, they produce very few jobs. In the meantime, we have an incentive rate. What the at-risk well does is it allows a small producing well the ability to forego paying gross production so that they can stay producing. The importance of that is more than just producing the well. It's keeping that well alive so that service companies can service it, so that employees can monitor it, so that economic development happens because that well is still producing. The unfortunate thing about doing this is the smallest of the smallest in this industry are going to be hurt dramatically. And I think they're willing to do that because I've talked to them. I've stood with them, and they're willing to do that if they can get some relief from the other side. And here we go. We have this whole other industry that is taking nothing. Everybody has given in on this year. Everybody has done something to make Oklahoma better. My question is, what are those guys willing to do? What have they done? Why aren't they at the table? My suggestion again is that we fail this. Give us some ability to go and push, force a discussion, force a compromise on that other industry, and then we bring this back up as part of the budget and we pass it, but not until we get that one in line as well. I don't want to pick winners and losers in this deal. I think it's time that we do the right thing. We need to fail this, and we need to hold the fire to the feet of those that are unwilling to negotiate with us. If you're willing to negotiate with us, we'll work with you, but they've been unwilling to do so. And I think we need to hold firm on this one. Thank you.